Nosach Rabbi Yosi b'kvoidach sanye v'dorash. Loisesayiv edoimi ki yachichohu, loisesayiv mitzri ki ger hoyisa ba'arzoi. V'loi dvorim kal v'chayma, u'ma mitzriyim sh'loi kirvu es Yisrael elo l'tzorech atzmo, the whole kiruv, the whole achnosas oichim of the mitzriyim was not l'shem shamayim. They thought about themselves, Shenema v'miyodato v'yeshbom anshei chayil, v'samtom sori mikna ala sherli. So the intent of Paray was, he was looking for atzloche. It had so much atzloche with Yosef. Imagine, the brothers are similar to Yosef, so v'samtom sori mikla sherli. So it was l'tzeirich atzmo. Afal pikein, it says, l'isesayiv mitzri, Kiger hoyiso be'artzoi. The pasuk says further, Bonim ashe yevodolem, the shlishi yovilem bekal Hashem. They were zoyche lovi bekal Hashem because of this achnosa zoychem, even though if it wasn't l'shem shamayim, ha-ma'arech talmud chochem b'seich be'isoi, perhaps we'll try a little bit to elaborate on this pasuk. It seems that the Mitzriim was zoiche lovei bekal Hashem because of the midah of chesed, of dachnosa soichim, ki ger hoyisa ba'artzoi. Even though the geres was not l'shem shemaim, but ki ger hoyisa ba'artzoi. We find the Hepech, Amin Amoyev, who were not Goyim Lechasodim, so therefore they weren't Zeichel Lovoi Bekal Hashem. Lo Yovei Amoini Moovi Bekal Hashem, Gamder Asiri Lo Yovelem Bekal Hashem Adoilom. Why? Al Dvar Asheloi Kidmu Eschem Balechem Uvamayim Baderech Betzeischem Mitzroyim. They weren't zeichel lovi bekal Hashem. The chinuch says, by dienu hakosuv mizeh goidul mailas gemilas chasodim. Since they weren't magdim, they weren't bo keneged klal Yisrael, balechem ubamayim, so therefore, they're also lovi bekal Hashem. We find the same, a similar halacha. David said, the Gemara says in Yevamis, that David HaMelech asked to get married to the Givoinim, and one of the reasons is because Shalai Hoyu Goyim Lei Chasodim. So it is very interesting. We see that the Mitzriim was Zoich Alei Sesayiv Mitzri, Ki Ger HaYisa Ba'artzoi. You benefited from them. They let you use their land, so Mamele, their mutter lovi bekal Hashem, and the umis, which were not, did not have any gemilas chasodim, is also lovi bekal Hashem. It could be the connection between gemilas chasodim and the heta lovi bekal Hashem. The Maral says in an ode, the difference between a chumriistic person, an artsyistic person, and a ruchniistic person is if he wants to be a mekabel or he wants to be a meitiv. A chumriistic person, his whole intent is the more he can get, the better it is for him. That is called Adam Chumri. A person who does chesed, so that's a Adam Ruchni. That is doyma to the Rabbeinu Shloila, mahu rachu, mahu goymul chasodim, so one should also be a goymul chasodim. So it could be, the pasuk is teaching up what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael is kahal Hashem. That means it is a kahol that possesses ruchnius, that possesses alakus. So therefore, an umeh that has some shaykhis with chesed, so there's some dimyan, mahu af ato. So therefore, they're mutter lovei bekal Hashem. Umeh that pechlau doesn't have this midah, so therefore it's also lovei bekal Hashem. But we see that this midah has a chshivas, even though there were many pnius involved, al koponim, there was an inyan of achnosa soichim from the mitzriyim, is therefore, so that was the kal v'chayim. Posach, Rabbi Lezer, benoisha, Rabbi Yossi, haglili, b'chvoi, b'achsanye, v'dorash. Vayevorech Hashem, es oived edoim, ba'avur aroin olekim. Oived edoim came from Gas, he was one of the Leviim, and he was a machnes oirech for the oren that had the luches. He held the oren in his house for 3 months. So the Gemara makes a kal v'chaima. V'aloi dvorim kal v'chaima. U'ma oren sheloi ochal v'shoso. There was no achile, no shtie, ela kibet v'ribet slofono of kach. Hamareyach, so the whole hachnosas oichim was that it was a mokim noki. That guf is a kovid we see by in Hilchus Beis HaKnesses, there's a din noigibin kovid lechabdom or lechabtson. That's a kovid a mokim. And that is what Oived Edei Magite did. He was mechabed and mechabetz the mokim. There was no achil and no shtiyah. Hamarech talmud chochem b'soich beisoi. Umachiloi, umashkeyoi, umahanoi minachoso, alachas kamo vikamen. Is poshit, the kalvochimer is, if we want to be medame, the amount that was offered to, for the oren. The oren was only kibbut veributz. Here there was machiloi, there was mashkeyoi, mahanoi minachoso, he's a nechsar. So avadi givis, if more is done, avadi givis, alachas kama vekama. Now, l'chayret is very interesting. The mid of a kal v'chaymer is, that means if for a dovo mu'it, oived was zoichet to such a gewaldik eschar, a dovo meruba, avadi givis, you should be zoichet, alachas kama vekama, one should be zoichet a gewaldik eschar. But l'chayre, how can we be medame the orin alekim, the orin that the luchis were in, the orin that found itself in the kodesh kadoshim? So memele, and this is a talmud chochem. We see from the gemara a moire de kezach that the gemara held that a talmud chochem is equal to the orin in the kodesh kadoshim. Yekara hay mipnimim, yekara talmud chacham is yaker mikayin godol shenichnas lifnai velifnim. It seems that was a double poshet to the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't nachis to this nekude. The Gemara said a talmud chacham is equal to the oren. We see a similar Gemara. The Gemara says in Makis. The Gemara says kama tipshoi sharinchi dekaimi mikami sefer Torah velakaimi mikami gavre rabbe. But this was more. In the Oren, there was a Sefer Torah, there was the Luchas and the Shivrei Luchas. That was mamish the Ike Mokim Ashroes Hashchine. And the Gemara is medame at Talmud Chochem to the Oren. So we see Amoyre de Gezach. That was no Sofik in the Gemara. Now, so therefore, the Gemara can make a Kal V'chaymer. So if more is done to a Talmud Chochem, about the Gevis, the Broche that was Chal by the Oren, about the Gevis is, will Zichah Bichal, and a person who's machal or mashke mahane at Talmud Choch. Mahi broche shebilchoy. What was the broche that Oived Edom was zoichetu? Omar Rav Yehuda Barzvide zuchamois veches kaloisero. That the wife of Oived Edom and his 8 daughter-in-laws sheyoldu shisha shisha bekeres echot. Each one was zeiche to have 6 children at a time. Shenema, the pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Pi'ulsai Hashmini. The pasuk speaks out all the children that Oived Edom had, and the 8th child was Pi'ulsai. That was his son. So he had 8 sons, and he had 8 daughter-in-laws. Usid ki beilchoy alekim. Kol eila mibnei oived edoim, heimo uvneiem vacheiem, ishchail bekoyech lavoido, shishim ushnayim lo oived edoim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chamois ishtoi shel oyved edoy. V'ches kaloisel, shahoyu lo meches boneo. So there were eight daughter-in-law. Shenema pu'ulsai hashmini, b'nei oyved edoy kachoshiv v'divrei hayomim. V'kachoshiv t'manye. And he speaks that there was eight daughter-in-laws, v'hi tshiyis, and his wife was the ninth. Kol achas yoldo shisha. So each one had six children. So that's heim chamishim v'yarba. So that's 54. Hoisif aleihem shmoine bonim arishoinim. And he had already eight sons from before. Reishishim ushnayim lo'oived edoy. So altogether, that's the end of the Kalelim Ne'oived Edoim Hem Nevacheim, and there it says, Shishim Ushnaim Lo'oived Edoim, that's the 54 plus 8. So Bavli says that Shisha, Sheyoldu Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echot. The question arises that in Posik it seems that David HaMelech had the incentive to bring the Oren from Oyved Edoy Magiti. He had the incentive because it was, the Oren was by Oyved Edoy 3 months, and he saw Be'er Choy Hashem. So Mamela, so therefore he decided to bring the Oren. So the Shaila was, how did he know that the Brocha was the addition, the 54 children which were added on to the family? So L'chayre, in 3 months they weren't born. So what was he makir? He was makir that the eight daughter-in-laws were moberes and his wife was moberes. That was the gewaldige broch that he saw. Tav molecheire zogin, Shleime Mishnosi wants to say this, that after Shleisha Chadoshim is huker ubro. So it's huker ubro, so they were able to see that there were six ubrois. So Mamele, he saw the broche. That's what L'Cheiret comes out according to Bavli. The Goyin brings that in Yerushalmi, it says that the Broche was nire in a different oifen. The Broche was nire that in the 3 months, they each one had six children. That means after 7 days, one child was born, there were seven Yemei Tume, and then the Gendua Me'uber. The kids, the two children that were born a month, and so in the 3 months, six children were born. And that was the nest that Fakel, so after three months, they saw the broche that 54 children were born. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Omar Rab Ovin Alevi, Kol Adoichik Es Hasho, Sho Doich Kosoi. V'chol ha'nitcha mipnei asho, sho nidachas mipono. Is kol adoichik es asho, so Rashi says, ki goin avsholoim shebikesh limloich b'chazoke. The goin in Biyurei Agro says as follows, there's such an inyan of asho, Asakel also yofa beitoi. Each person has a certain zman that's miyuit for his hatzloche. Vaakel toli bisho. Ein lecha odom she'ein loisho. Chazal say tale beidne sagidlei. So we see something very interesting. We see that there are certain zmanim. He says the zman is a bazug of the person, and the certain zmanim that a person is miyud for godless. But a person should not be doichik es hasho. If he wants, if now this is not the shaw of his atzloche, so memel he'll become nitche mipnei hasho. He cannot be misgaber over the shaw. And that was the tzore of Avsholem. Avsholem wanted malchus, and since he was doichik es hasho, Shadaych Kosai. The Shita Mekabetzes brings down that it would seem that Kegoin Avsholim Shebikesh Limlech Bechazok. A Poshid, you could learn Shad that I mean, he seemed to learn Pshat and Rashi as follows. He wanted Malchus then, and then it was not Me'usid that he should be Zeichet to Malchus, so therefore, if he wants to force the Malchus, so he's in Gans and Nitche. But if it would seem, if he wouldn't have been Zeichet as Hashor, Lachair, he would be Zeichet to Malchus. So he brings from the Gvul Binyamin, the Gvul Binyamin asks, Lachair, I mean, Samazay Avsholim was Mufke from Malchus. David the Melech had sworn to Shloime that he would be Melech. Sees Mitzadit to say that without the Maisa of Avsholim, it could be Avsholim would have died without children. He says because Shloime was very young then. So it could have been possible that Avsholim could have been Zeichel Amalchus, if he wouldn't have been Deichik Es Hashor, and after Misasa Shloime would have gotten the Malchus. But since Lamaisa he was Deichik Es Hashor, so therefore, he lost everything. That was Avsholim. V'chol ha'nitche mibnei Asher, shon idachas miponov, midarabe v'rav Yosef. So the Gemara brings down a maisa with Rabbe v'rav Yosef, v'rav Yosef Sinai, v'rabe oike horim. Rav Yosef was a gewaldike boki, and Rabbe was a mefalpo. Itzlich lehu shaita, and the chachmei, Chachomim needed a Rosh Yeshiva. Sholchu lahosom, Sinai ba'oiker horim, eizemem koidem. Which one is better, which one is needed more? Sholchu lai Sinai koidem, sha'akel tzrichim lemore chitaya. He says, you need the Yediyas HaTorah, that the pilpul can only come after the Yediyas HaTorah, the ligreis v'hodolishni, is therefore Rabbi Yosef, which had all the more Yediyas than Rabbi Sefakert, he's the one that's more Muchim to be Rosh Hashiv. Afal pi kein leikibul all of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was not mekabel on himself to become Rosh Hashiv, even though he had an offer. The omri leikaldoi malachto tartin shnin. He once heard from a kaldoi zachayze bekeichovim. The Goyin says one is not permitted to go to a Kaldoi, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alekecho, but it seems this Kaldoi came to him, and he told him, Malachta Taltin Shnin. And it seems he heard this from him, so he heard there's something what to think about. It's possible. So he had a Cheshbon. So why should I now become Rosh Yeshiva? So Mele, that'll be Mekatzel Dishonim. So if he has Avtoch, he'll be a Melech for Tartin Shnin. So he has time yet. Molach Rabbe Esrin v'Tartin Shnin. So Memele, if he did not accept the offer, so Rabbe became Rosh Yeshiva, but for 22 years he was Rosh Yeshiva. Molach Rav Yosef Tartin Shnin Upalke. Rav Yosef was Molach another 2.5 years. They said 2 years, so other, since Fakert, he was nitcha mipnei Asher, so could be he was zeichet another 1/2 year, or the kaldoim can't be medayik so good. So al koponim, so we see this was the maise of Rabbi Yosef. The Goyin says that really there was another mechuvin over here min hashamayim. That Emerson, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbi and Abaye came from Beis Eli. And in Beis Eli there was a gzeire that they should die young. They should die, there was a mishpoche that they died nebuch when they were 18 years old. Rabbi was Isaac b'teire, so he was zeiche to live 40 years. Abai was Isaac b'teire mils chasodim, so he lived 60 years. So the Goyin says the 40 years, the extra 22 years, that was in the schus of the teire, the chof beis eisi is our teire. That brought about chiyus for the 22 years. And really, this was min hashamayim. It seems the schus ha-teira was not only the limud ha-teira, it seems the harbotzes ha-teira. So min hashamayim, they made that Rav Yosef should hear from this kaldoi that it's not for his benefit now to become Rosh Yeshiva, in order that Rabbi should have this schus to be the marbetz teira. And in that schus, he was able to live another 22 years. And afterwards, Rav Yosef became Rosh Yeshiv. Kolhani shni de molach rabbe afilo umne lebeisei loikor. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says It's trichelo hu garsin, hu tzchulam chachom. The chachomim needed the psa a rosh yeshiva. Sinai o yekoyrim l'rav Yosef, shoh yeboki bebraises harbe. Oiker horim l'rabba bar Nachmeni, shoh yemuchudet Yosef bepilpo. Hakol tzrichin l'mori chitaye, l'mi shekobat tvue limke, kloyme l'mi shekobat shvut. See, he had all these ideas. Omri lei kaldoi le Rav Yosef. Malches tart in schnin. Omar im emloich tchile omos lo soif schnosayim. Venitche mibnei hasho. There was a show that he was moosed for godless, and he was nitche mibnei hasho. Ble ova limloich. Vasho omdo loi. Shloi hipsit schnois of vekachis. A person is not taking the opportunity, even though he has. Now the show was omdo loi. Shloi hivsid shnoisav bekach. He says, that doesn't get lost. Umne lebeisei loi kore, loi noa kol oison ashomim shum tzad srore. Rav Yosef was not noig any srore in these 22 years. Kshahoya tzorech lahakis dam, hoya hoylech lebeis haroife, vloi hoya sheleich lovei elov. So the Mephoshim say that pshat is like this, that Rav Yosef wanted to make sure that he doesn't have any srore. Because if he has any srore, it could be this will fall into the category of Malchus. Who says Malchus has to be, is the Rosh Yeshiva could be, this is also a Malchus. So therefore, he ran away from all srore. Is therefore, forget that was the pachad of Rav Yosef. Safilo umna lebeise loikor. That is pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban, Ala Teire, in Parshas Bechukoisai, says as follows. When the Ramban speaks about the whole union of Refuis, so the Ramban says, Teich HaDvorim, Ein Maise Refuis Beveis HaTzadikim. That the Tzadikim, that there is no necessity for Refuis, V'chein omru, kol chov bei shone de molach rabbe, afilo umne lebeise loikore. So the Ramban brings a gemore, a raya, that mal roifei beveise evdei Hashem, with that oisik in refuas, and he brings a raya from a gemore. So lechire, Rashi zicha did not learn like the Ramban, because Rashi says he went to the doctor, the gemore retzach vegen hatzveite zach. If he went to the doctor came to him, but according to Rashi, there's no such gemara. So, Kolchoch, the Ramban had a different gemara. So what did the Ramban see in our gemara? So, the Taz in Yeredeis, the Mishin Lamed Vov, says as follows, that the schus of Anova from Rav Yosef was goyrim shloi hutzrech klal le'umen. That's what the Ramban saw in our gemara. He said, the Gemara is telling us the anivus of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was a pesa aboireach min ha-covid. Is memele, the schus of anove, that's what the Ramban learned, afilo umne lebeisei leikore, it wasn't necessary. And that the Ramban built from our Gemara. It could be this inyan is koruch in the midas anove. In that what the Ramban holds, that a person Al Kaponim, according to the Ramban, the whole Indian, Verapei, is Pshat, is Nitin Rishus L'Roite L'Rapeis. Since most people cannot be on this Darga of Bitochen, to realize that the Rabbein Shalom is the Moichet, and the Rabbein Shalom is the Roite, so the Rabbein Shalom gave a heter of Ishtadlus. But the Ramban holds a person who is a Darga of a Tzadik, but Baal Bitochen, that person should not be Oisik B'Refuas. So it could be, this is the Midah of Anover. The Midah of Anover is a Midah of his Batlos. So it could be Rav Yosef, he was Mizbatl, Kol Hanogosei, Lurtzayna Yisborach. I mean, the Rabbein Shulman said he should be sick, so Memele, he won't do anything connected to Rotzen Hashem. So therefore, could be that's why it's Koruch in the Midah of Anover. The Taz says this is Pshat and Ramban. Das Chush Shal Anover Shal Rav Yosef, Gomesh lehutzrich klar leyumen. Va'omar Rabbi Ovin Alevi, Mai dechsiv yamcho Hashem b'yoyim tzoro, yisagevcho shem Elokei Yaakov. Elokei Yaakov v'loi Elokei Avraham v'Yitzhak. Mikan lebala koire, sheyikonas ba'ovyo shel koire. The Pasuk says, Nayoyim tzoro, so the oina will be Elokei Yaakov. So it's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Shayoyches ba'oive akoire, im bo le taltalo mimokem le mokem le sita bebinyin. So the ba'al akoire has to be oiches ba'oive akoire. Kloima, Yaakov shekol habonim shaloi. Klal Yisrael is kol habonim shaloi. That means the other others had other bonim also. But does kol habonim shaloi. V'torach b'gidulam yevakesh aleihem rachman. So Yaakov Avinu was the one, or is the one, yevakesh aleihem rachman. It is very interesting, in the Ma'asho's Ma'ira, Poshet, the Gemara says, Elokei Yaakov, we're speaking about, Poshet, we would learn Pshat, Elokei Yaakov, it is chus for Yaakov Avinu, Elokei Yaakov. Rashi says, yevakesh aleihem rachman. The Balatanya says in an oath, in the Geras HaKodesh, he brings some Azayir HaKodesh, the Tzadikaye Meginin Al Almo. Tzadikim HaMegin on the door, Ubemisasoin Yeser Mibachayehoin. Gdoilum Tzadikim Bemisosim Yeser Mibachayehoin. So Bemisasoin they're making more than Bachayehoin. The Ilmole Tzloiso the Tzadikaye Bohu alme lo yiskayim alma rige choda. So the Zohar HaKodesh says, without the tfilis of the tzaddikim in Yenevelt, so memeila, so this world wouldn't have a kiyim. So we see from the Zohar HaKodesh that the tzaddike hadoyer are mispalol on the doyer. Fakert, the whole kiyim hadoyer is through the tfilis of the tzaddikim hadoyer. So b'meila, so according to Rashi, it says be'eis sore is Yaakov Avinu is nichnas lehispalo. That's what the in Yaakov says. Olahogin aleihem yoiser mikol ha'ovis. That's the hishtadlis of Yaakov Avinu. That's what he says. Olakei Yaakov. The goyin says a koire usually is thicker on one side. That's the derech of a koire. So the goyin says, that's a yichnas ba'oive akoire, who holds the heavy side. That means the ovis are not misalik themselves from the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, but al koponim, the heavier side, that's nichnas bi'oive akoire. He takes ba'ovye shel koire, the heavier side of the koire, is, that's Yaakov Avinu, is mishtadl. Ba'omar Rav Ovin Alevi, kol haneder misude shetalmid chochem shori b'soicho, kilunene miziv ha'shchine. Shenema v'yovei arin v'chol ziknei Yisrael lechol lechem im choyse moishu lefnei olikim. So it says it was lefnei olikim, lefnei olikim ochlu, loy lefnei moishu ochlu, alo loy maloch kol haneder misude shetalmid chochem shori b'soicho, kilunene miziv shchine. The Marsha says this inyan of Nene Misude Shetalmud Chochem Shori B'Soichoi, he says Pshat is because if there is a Sude that a Talmud Chochem is Shori B'Soichoi, so Mestome he speaks Divrei Teire. And if he speaks Divrei Teire, so then the Mishnah says in Oveis that the Shulchan Shedibo of Divrei Teire Arei Nenu Kilu Ochlu Mishulchan Yishol Mokei. That's the Ziv HaShchine. It's not a besundere din in the Talmud Chochem. It's a din in what the Talmud Chochem does b'shas the Suda. Va'omar Rabbi Ovin Halevi, ha'nifter mechaveiroi, al yoyim eloi leich bisholoim, elo leich lisholoim. Shrei Yisroi sh'om aloi lemoyshe leich lisholoim, olo v'hitzliach. David she'om aloi la'av sholoim, leich bisholoim, holach v'nitle. The poshet chilek in translation between leich lisholoim and leich bisholoim is as follows. Lech b'sholayim means that the halicha should be b'sholayim. But we're not speaking about the destination. When he reaches the destination, we're not speaking about that. We're just speaking about a chelik. So it seems as a shtickel diet. The halicha should be b'sholayim. But when you get there, I'm not speaking about that. So there's a psa mechlal heinat ha-shemei alav. So therefore, that is a type of a klola. Leich lishalai means that the destination, he should arrive on the destination, it should be shalom there also. Therefore, the mefarshim say v'shafti al beis avi b'shalom, because there the pasuk says when he will be the beis avi will also be b'shalom. So there's no chesaron of b'shalom. The whole chesaron of b'shalom is only with a lashon of halicha. That they were saying that the hiluch, the process of getting to the destination should be b'shalom. So therefore that is not a lashon bracha. The Ben Yayoda says, why lemaise did the David HaMelech say such a lashon tav sholim? So he says, really it was kishkoga, that was yotze mipiv. He didn't realize it, but it was menashemayim, there were mesavav, he should say this, because he didn't realize the intent of Avshalom. Avshalom really wanted to make a merida, and David wasn't aware of it. So al kaponim, it was, kishkage sheyotze mipiv, and he said leich b'shalom, but that lemaise brought about the sof holach v'nitla. Va'oma Rab Ovin Halevi, haniftar min hameis, al yoyim aloy leich lishalom, al leich bishalom. Shenema va'ata tovay al aveisecho bishalom. Here, the Maral says that the mashmois of leich lishalom, there's a mashmois that one should be acquire a greater shleimus. After the Misa, one cannot acquire a greater Shleimus. It can only there the Pastor Loshen Leich B'Sholim. That means the Sholim which he already had acquired, that Sholim he can take with him. But there's not Shayach to acquire a greater Shleimus. Rashi, Haniftar Min Hameis. What is Shal Haniftar Min Hameis? So Rashi says, Shehoyu Meilichem Aroinis Mimokim Lamokim Lekvure. Hoyim Alavin Oisai Meir Leir. V'chayzren eilu, v'achayrim melavin oisei misham v'holo, v'chayzren, is kori niftorim, what is the niftorim? Not the mace is called the nifter, as she wants to say, v'ker, the melavim are called the nifter, noitum rishus lehipoter mimeno, that is pshat, ha-nifta min ha-mace, a person who is separating himself from the mace, a gezegen sich mit the mace, he said, leich b'sholem. Omar Rab Levi Bachiye, Hayyitse mi beis haKnesses, v'nichnas le beis haMedrash, v'oisik b'teire, zeiche u'mekabel p'nei shchine. Shenema yelchu mechayel al choyel, yeroa olekim b'tzien. Now, the inyan of zeiche mekabel p'nei shchine, the perish of Zeh HaShah from Rabbi Yomin Silber on Shari Tshuva, There's Dalet Kittis. Rabbeinu Yoina speaks about Dalet Kittis she'einon mekablim p'nei shchine. Kat leitzim, kat shakronim, kat chanofim, kat mesapri loshon hore. So he has there a whole pilpul. What is the exact taich of ein mekablim p'nei shchine? Does that mean ein lam chelik lo ilam habo? Tzadikim yoishim batcheseim bereshem v'nenim miziv ha-shchine. That's v'nenim miziv ha-shchine. And here's a p'sein mekablim p'nei shchine. So he wants to say that the two different things. Prad v'hakosev in Moyed Kotten says that the taitch of mekablim p'nei shchine is nenim miziv ha-shchine. That's how the kosev wants. It brings from Daran. So then, L'chei Reb Shat would be the Dalet Kittis, Ein Mekablim P'nei Shchine, Shein Enem Meziv HaShchine. So it seems that they lose the whole Olam Haba. He wants to say, and he brings from the Yad Ketana also, Ben Yehuda also seems to say, Mekablim P'nei Shchine is inanimate Shechina is two different things. Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, this is the highest madrege in Gan Eden. The Ben Yayod explains it a little differently. There are shuris, and those who sit even on, they're in front of the Shechina. Those who are behind, they're behind the tzaddikim, which are in front of the Shechina. Abo Mekablim Pnei Shechina is the efshoris to sit even on. Al Koponim, so the Shaila is, how is one Zeiche to sit even on, which is he said this is the highest Madreig in Gan Eden. So the Gemara says that is Yaitzi mi Beis HaKnesses, HaYaitzi mi Beis HaKnesses, V'nichnas leBeis HaMedrash. The Ben Yehuda wants to explain the Mide Keneged Mide. HaYaitzi mi Beis HaKnesses means as follows. Before davening, one is not permitted to eat. Hayoytzi mi beis haknesses. No, a chenge davened. So now he's permitted to eat, but he doesn't go and eat. He doesn't think about his magdim, his ruchni yistik etzrochim before his gashmi yistik etzrochim. That means, and therefore he goes, mechayil el choyil. So memele, mechayil el choyil means, he davened, there was a chayil means there was a ribuy om by the davening, and el chayil means that there's a ribuy om by in the base medrash. That means it's loymed bechabura. So yeroal olakim betziyin, betziyin means that's a mokim lamaylon gan eden. It's yeroal olakim betziyin. That's how he will be zoyche to kabbalas pnei shchine. He says that's what he was magdim. His ruchni is over his other tzrochim, so he'll be zeiched, they'll be magdimim, and he'll be able to be from the shureis harishonis. Oma rabchiye barashi, oma rav, talmidei chachomim ein lem menucha loy ba'olam hazeh v'loy ba'olam habo. Shenemar yelchu mechayil ochoil yerol elokim betziyin. It seems as a pshtikl machloikis, the goin and the shleima mishnosei. What is pshat? Ein lam menucha loy ba'olam hazeh v'olam habo. Pashit, it means that the keseida oile lamailo lamailo. There's a bakanta vote, the Maramin says it, another say it, that the Gemara says in Shabbos, that forgot who said, Rav Shmuel, Rav Stachsim, he said, Ochim behespedoi ki hosam ki imne. He told the Savdin, he told them, by my hesped you should make avarim a hesped, ki hosam ki imne, because I'll be standing there. So, Poshit, it's a very difficult gemara to understand. I mean, the machna avarim a hesped will be there, we'll listen to the hesped. So, the maramins and others say, amir di kipshat in yene gemara. The amalach is called an oimid. And the La'osid Lov Amalch is called an Oymid. V'nosati l'chom ahalchim bein ha'oymdim ha'ele. Schofim oymdim mimaloi. An Oymid means there's no madrege of a malach. The malach is in one madrege. He doesn't get better. He doesn't get worse. He stands in one madrege. A person is considered a hoylech. A person is going. In which direction he holds the steering wheel. But al koponim, he's always going. He's not an Oymid, he's a hoylech. But that's Kozman, he's alive. But after when he's nifter, Samel, then he becomes like a malach. He doesn't have any schusim. He doesn't have anything what to do. So then he becomes an oimid. So they say, pshat n'yene gemora, amir di ki pshat, achim bespedoi, ki hosam kimne. He told him, after the ptir, I don't have any schusim. But if you'll make a varim a hespet, so the oilam will be in this oire lasse shtuve, so comes out that my misa was goyrem, is oire resav tshuve, so the mail I'll become a hoylech. So I'll be able to hosam kaimna. There I'm a oymed. I can't do anything anymore. But I'll koponim. But it's shayech that it is shayech that through the hisayir is I'll be able to have an aliyah. But koponim from yeni gemara zetmena yisod that there's no aliyah. There's no aliyah. You stay in one place. Here it says that tamidei chachamim. They go midalge ledalge. The medrash says in Kehelas, Melichen oison lebeis medrash shel Shem, shebeis medrash shel Leiv, veshel Avrom, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Adheichon. So Memela, it seems that they go higher and higher. So wie stimmt es mit jener Pshat? So the Shleimer Mishnasi says, is there that not Pshat in jener Gemara? He schlugs up jener Gemara. He says, there's Taken Aliyah, Afilo, without Maisim, that they were Maisif Maisim. No, each Yotzeit is Asman Aliyah. There's a din and there's Asman Aliyah, and that's the Sod of the Yotzeit, and that Pshat, that the Yelchu Michael Ochoyo. That's what the Shleimer Mishnasi says. The Goyin seems to hold the other way, that the Etzim, there's no more Aliyah. So what is Pshat? Talmid Echom Ein La Menucha Loi Ba'ol Muzav Loi Ma'bosh Nam Riyolcho Michayel Ochoil. That means if a Talmud Chochem had Talmidim, so Memele, that what his Talmidim are Oilin, is Aleh, through the Torah that he taught them, so that is a Schus for the Talmud Chochem. So therefore, these Talmid Echachomim, So there's a poshet pshat that the schus of limud sholim comes. Others say it says in Bechul Kaisa that I chase it says in Bechul Kaisa teleichu ki amelim b'teire nasati sholim ba'oret. The Shleima Mishnasa says it's a different deher that in the schus of limud atayre there's a shefa of parnasa and when this parnasa there's shalom. The Gemara says when the things start getting tight then lemaisa then there's kol echad veechad einay ro b'shalacher. But Kozman is a chef of Panos, everyone is sefriden, ein yofa v'shalacha. So that's how the Malbim Sholem ba'olam is. What means a posig? Thank you, Mr. Posig. Shenema v'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem, Verav Shloim Bonoyech. Al Tikre Bonoyech Elo Boinoyech. The Goyin says the necessity to change the Bonoyech to Boinoyech is because if you learn Bonoyech it would be as follows. Chol Bonoyech Lebudi Hashem. Verav Shloim Bonoyech. That there's Sholim to the Loim De Teire. But that doesn't mean Malbim Sholim Ba'olam. They have Sholim. But if you're geiris boinoyich, and the reason to be geiris boinoyich is because if it's talking about the boinoyich, don't repeat the word again. You could say v'chol b'naich l'mudei Hashem, v'rav sholim lahem. Why do you have to say boinoyich? He's speaking about the boinoyich. So boinoyich is going on that they're considered boinim, and v'rav sholim al yedei boinoyich. That is, it seems how the goyin says pshat in the. In the limud. Shalom rod leveisei retzecha vein lomai mirshel, yishon bechelech shalva bar menoisoyech, leman achai verei adabono shalom boch, man beis Hashem alakein avak shetev loch, Hashem oiz lama yitin, Hashem yivoyich es amai vashalom.